This goes to Dr. Osceello, Ausiello, fax 616-754-1062, regarding Sandra Fletcher, Fletcher, date of birth 9/7/1950. Dear Dr. Osceello, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Fletcher with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and anemia. Her consultation was August 7th of this year. She was exposed to high doses of ibuprofen for at least 4 to 6 weeks, and that could have caused some of the kidney dysfunction. Most likely, though, it's after all the testing, it's secondary to longstanding hypertension, which currently is well controlled with current medications. She's feeling well. She's having no symptoms currently, no chest pain or palpitations. She has stopped using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She generally uses Tylenol, and that seems to be helping. She does have intermittent problems with back pain, and that's why she was using the high doses of ibuprofen previously. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has nocturia 1 to 2 times per night, and that is stable. She has no edema or claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitations, no dyspnea, no diarrhea, no nausea or vomiting. Medications, I want to highlight the medications. She's on hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligram daily, and potassium chloride is 10 mil equivalent daily. Also, Synthroid, diltiazem is 180 milligram daily. That's extended release. She's on Crestor, zinc, daily vitamin, vitamin D, and a collagen supplement. Physical exam, weight, 176 pounds, and that's about a 6-pound increase since her consultation was done. Pulse is 95, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 72, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs and diagnostic studies, she did have an ultrasound of her kidneys. Actually, that was done 5:30 of 24. And we did note that the left kidney was small, 9.2 centimeters, and the right kidney normal at 10. Otherwise, the kidney ultrasound was normal. Most recent labs were done 10:04 of 24. Creatinine is 1.54 with estimated GFR of 35, and this is stable. Sodium, 142. Potassium is 3.3. Carbon dioxide, 26. Calcium is 9.4. Albumin, 4.3. Phosphorus, 3.0. Hemoglobin is 11.5 with the normal white count and normal platelets. We did do serum protein electrophoresis. That was August 12th of 24, and that was negative for monoclonal protein. She did have low iron saturation, 11%. The and iron level was 43, so low normal. And ferritin level was 79 at that time. And her creatinine was 1.45 at that time, also with a GFR of 38. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding hypertension, possibly to the exposure to oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which has now been stopped. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension, well-controlled and currently at goal. Three, chronic anemia. She'll continue her supplements. She is going to start oral iron, 325 milligram once a day also. to help maintain an adequate hemoglobin and actually build that. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.